Welcome back for another episode of the Meant For More podcast. Today's episode is super quick. I just wanted to share some thoughts and an analogy or metaphor that I kind of use for my own mental health journey. And it's been really helpful for me just as something as a visualization tool, I suppose. So I wanted to share that with you, and hopefully it'll kind of help you as well. So, I think that's it. But yeah, it's a super quick one. So enjoy and see you next week. Fixing the parts of ourselves that we didn't know were broken. How do we even begin to repair damage that we didn't know was happening until it was too late? Like, where do you start? Who fixes the fixer? You know, and these are the questions that I think of often, and especially when I was first looking to get help and kind of realizing that I was in a tough spot. And I have suffered through an unhealthy relationship with food, with my love for others, with my love for myself, sometimes all at once. Sometimes it was just kind of a intermingling shit show. And I've used food, drugs, love, sex, money to cope with the hatred that I felt for myself. I was addicted to lying, and I hurt a lot of people because of it. My depression and anxiety didn't just happen after having my son. It didn't just, oh, now I have that. You know, it just presented itself in a different way because I no longer had the crutch of all my previous coping mechanisms. So there it was. It was just right there, looking right back at me. And because I wasn't numbing the pain anymore, I felt all of it, all at once. It was like releasing the genie from a 100-year stint in his bottle, without the 3 wishes, though. And there it was. It was just not going away without a fight. And it just kind of loomed around me and followed me everywhere like my own shadow. There was no hiding from my depression and anxiety. And nothing changed until I stopped trying to hide from it. As I mentioned in previous episodes, I got help. I went to my doctor and I begged for help. I started seeing a counselor. And a few months later, we decided that I needed to start on medication to help me completely overcome and manage my depression and anxiety. I want to say that everything has been sunshine and rainbows since getting help, but that would be a lie. And because I don't do that anymore, I thought it would be important to share the next part that no one really talks about and nobody really talked to me about. And it was something that took a long time to kind of come to terms with. So the part where we learn to live without depression and anxiety. So when the medication kicks in and life is better, but it's not fixed. There's no cure for this. So I kind of came up with this analogy or this metaphor, and I've looked at my medication and my mental health and my mindset like a bridge. It's a bridge. It's a bridge that fills the gap between where I started and where I want to be. So, but it's not your typical bridge. It just never actually ends because your mental health is an ongoing thing and there's going to be things that come up. So because where I want to be, it is always going to be changing. You know, the goal is always going to be getting further and further away, because once you get to the next goal, then the next goal is in a different spot, kind of thing. So the further I go on this bridge, the longer it gets, which kind of sounds like a nightmare, and I understand that. But because my past gets further and further behind me, So if I stop taking medication or I stop taking care of myself, then there's no bridge. And I'm just right back to where I started. And that's where I stay until the bridge is back, until I start taking care of myself, until I start on medication or what have you. Everyone's journey is different, and that's totally fine, but there's always a bridge. The gap between where I was and where I want to be is life. It's life's exciting things and awful things, and as we know, life isn't always easy. It's fucking crazy sometimes. But, life is sometimes an erupting volcano below the bridge, and it's spitting hot magma at you and completely destroying the bridge in front of you and its purpose in general. And life is sometimes a beautiful waterfall with birds chirping and luscious scenery to look at and to smell and to hear, and it is sometimes sunshine and rainbows, and life is sometimes just unknown and foggy and scary, and because you don't know what's going on, or if the volcano is coming back, or if your next step is going in the right direction. Life is sometimes dark and stormy and lonely, and then the clouds break and the sun comes out and you're back at the waterfall. Life is sometimes just a blur and you're just running across the bridge because you can see your goals and you can see your future ahead of you, and you learn to trust the bridge and the process, and you know that it won't fail you. So, using this same analogy or this metaphor, when anxiety or depression presents itself while I'm on this bridge, it's like there's someone swinging the bridge to throw me off, or randomly dropping planks into the volcano beneath me to make me not want to keep going. And I'd be lying if I said that I never turn around and run back for a bit. That is until the sun comes out again. But I'm reminded of how good it feels to be on this bridge and to be headed in the other direction. So at some point, I turn right the fuck around and I carry on. But the truth is, I'm not alone on this bridge anymore. I used to be. Which made it a lot easier to just turn it around and call it a day and say, I can't do this and it's just not for me. So, when we find our tribe, the people who lift us up and support us and encourage us, they become a part of this bridge. They all stand behind me. So, when shit starts to hit the fan and shit gets real and I go to turn and burn, I'm faced with this tribe. I'm faced with the people who I've put in my way, it for good reasons. And in order to get back to where I once was, I need to get through this army of people that I've created and that I've added to my bridge, which has proven to be a pretty difficult task. If you build a good village and a support system around you, it's a lot harder to get back to where you were. And as time goes on, I'll just keep adding to these to this group of incredible humans, and I'll be able to rely on them when life gets tough. So, learning to live without depression and anxiety is recognizing it and when it does come up. Because let's face it, no medication and no meditation is going to cure me of this mental illness or anyone. It will always be a part of me, but now it's just not the only part. It's a super quick episode today. I just wanted to share that little tidbit as it has been extremely helpful for me and kind of overcoming some things in my own life, and I hope it helps you. Reach out for any questions, comments, concerns, or with your own analogy and how you look at your own mental health journey, because I think it's really important that we put it into terms that we can understand and kind of feel through, and especially because it's an invisible illness. You don't see it really. And so when you can kind of visualize it into different terms, then it's helpful. So yeah, I hope your day is fantastic. I hope your life is amazing. And we'll talk soon. We'll see you next week. Okay, bye.